I agree with you 100%. And actually, the figures that Guterres have used for us, the Sudanese, is almost the iceberg of the problem. I just came back from Egypt. There is about 1 million Sudanese in Egypt, refugees. I'm telling you, the life there is unbelievable. I couldn't tolerate visiting two or three of my relatives who are staying there, although I pay them regularly. But whatever you pay, it is beyond. And those are the lucky ones. The millions in Sudan are even in a worse situation. There is no security. Anyone can come to you anytime from the army or from other fighters, and he can come and collect whatever you have, your car, your cell phone, your little food that you have, because everyone is hungry, as most of the borders are not bringing in things. So the catastrophe is actually a huge problem. And I don't know. People are dying of hunger in many areas of Sudan and disease. And it is unbelievable. I am really as sad as you are. And this is why all what we discuss, we say we wanted the war to stop. We are not interested in RSF. We are not interested in the Sudanese army. We are interested in the cessation of hostilities. Let us stop killing people. Let them give an opportunity to breathe. Let humanitarian assistance come in. Let us, some doctors and some nurses can go back when things are secure so that the clinics can work, the hospitals can receive some medicines. This is our priority. People are saying, what should the army, as we say, no, don't tell me about who should kill the other one. Whatever the army is killing is a Sudanese. And whoever the RSF is killing is a Sudanese. We must stop the killing and suffering of the Sudanese first. Then we discuss other issues.
I think everybody,
this is how we are discussing it now.
Everybody agrees with that. Very quickly, why is the Sudanese armed forces fighting the RAP support forces or the other way around? Because I think a lot of us who don't know Sudan very well scratch our heads and thinking, but why? What is going on? Why? What are these people fighting for? Because it's very selfish.
Thank you very much. Actually, let me put it to you this way. We have the Sudanese Muslim Brotherhood ruling the country for more than 30 years. And they were scared their own army can go against them because they have done so much atrocities that the president of Sudan and about almost 50 other guys are asked to come to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. So they were scared that their army will have a coup against them and take them there. So what should they do? They created a paramilitary force. And they did it in the parliament. So they went to parliament and enacted a new law, creating a second parallel army called the RSF, an official army.
Right, yeah.
And then it was very efficient. It stopped the rebels in the Darfur and in South Kurdistan and in East, the Blue Nile, they were very efficient, actually, the army they have created. But then something happened. That is a revolution in Sudan in 2018 that went on for almost a year. That everyone has cherished that revolution in Sudan, resisting the rule of the Muslim Brotherhood in Sudan. And then this new army, the head of it, Mr. Hemeti, looked back and said, hey, those people are really suffering. I have to change my way. And then he said, officially, I am not standing with al-Bashir or his government anymore. I'm standing with the revolution. Let the people have their decision. And when he said this is when things turned over and al-Bashir has to leave his position. But then in leaving his position, he brought a new military officers who are doing the same way what he did. So the new military officers spoke with this other army and said, hey, let us continue doing what we have been doing together. He said, no, I don't want to do it. So when he said, I don't want to do it, they started fighting this new army. And this is, they started fighting him and they thought they will finish him in 6 hours. This is what they said. But for whatever reason, they were unable to finish him in 6 hours, in 6 weeks, in 6 months, in 2 years, and they are still fighting. And then, because of this, we are the grass, the Sudanese. Two elephants are fighting over us, and the grass is being destroyed. So practically, this war is about refusing leaving power to the people. The Muslim Brotherhood of Sudan are insisting to continue ruling Sudan. Yes. Practically, let me put it to you this way. We don't have a Sudanese army in Sudan. Because in the 30 years, if you are not a Muslim brother, you will never be allowed to be anything in the army. So the army that we are having now is actually a Muslim brotherhood trained staff.
Right.
And this is why it is resisting giving people their power back. They wanted to continue ruling the army. So this is the dilemma we are in. We are saying, let the army go and do its work, which is the borders and security. And any army officer who wanted to be a politician should resign from the army and come to the elections. If people wanted to bring back the brotherhood through the ballot, we have no problem. But there is no need for us to fight over power. All this fight is over power, nothing else.
So, yeah.
And we, as Sudanese, we are not part of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Unfortunately, yes. Dr. Elgoni, we have to leave it there. Such okay. A sad situation, but inshallah, we hope that things improve in Sudan. Shukran for
Thank
joining
you
us.
Thank you very much. Barakallah.